Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company, our DPS Education Spotlight, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and we'll check in with the folks at Brinkouter.com. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. It is chilly out there. Going to warm up over the weekend, just in time for some snow on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the longest winter we have.
It feels
like the longest winter we've had.
You say that every winter.
No, I don't. Uh-huh. Last couple of winters have been actually pretty decent. But we had that polar vortex, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
And this one, there's been a bad one.
This has not been as good as the past.
Do you remember going to look for your garbage can 2 blocks away during winter last year?
I did, and I think I stole a neighbor's because it looked like ours. And it was up against the house kind of in a weird way. And I thought, oh, surely it just blew against their house.
Well, anywho, we have that kind of wind out there again today, so it's going to feel cold. Be careful out there. And then always, I guess it feels silly that you have to remind people to take care of pets and check on your elderly,
but you do.
The dog and the cat doesn't want to be, I don't care if it's an Alaskan Malamute, I don't care what it is, it's cold. The dog once inside, so be careful out there. But the streets, good news is that the roads are pretty clear, at least the main thoroughfares. I think all that wind kind of dried everything out. So we didn't have the icy conditions that we expected into last night and early morning hours, which is a pretty decent thing. All right, so school's in today. I know there were a lot of disappointed folks, thought maybe it was going to get cold enough that they wouldn't have to go to school, but you're there.
Yeah, and I don't think that was going to happen.
We're starting early this morning, and we are more than happy to welcome in some folks from District 61 and the Jennifer Morrow, Morrow. Lindsay told me that and I forgot. You head up the efforts for the Eisenhower High School Band.
Yes, and orchestra.
And orchestra. So tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you get to this position? Is this something you've always wanted to do? Were you a music geek as a kid? How did all that work out?
Yeah, I started taking piano lessons in second grade, flute lessons in fourth grade, and just kind of kept doing it. Through high school, I went on to U of I to study music education.
Ah, great.
And then at the time, it was hard to find band teaching jobs. So I was applying. I'm originally from Bloomington.
Now, was that because there were cuts in the arts or there were people who get them and stay in the position for a long time? Or?
Music teachers want to teach like the performing ensembles, so they're a little bit harder to come by normally.
I get you. Okay.
So I was from Bloomington, and this was actually the closest open job that I even was able to apply for. So.
All right. How long have you been with the district?
This is my sixth year.
Sixth year. And so were you a music kid by nature, or like Lindsay, did you push it on your kid? Did your mom or your dad push you to do that? Because you started very young.
Yeah. My mom was a musician, but my older sister was also. So all I right. just kind of, she had her oboe lessons at her house when she was younger.
The oboe.
Her oboe teacher would play the flute sometimes. So I was like, oh, I want to play the flute like her. So,
all right. So, so how proficient are you? How many instruments can you play?
Technically, I can play all of the band and orchestra instruments to like a middle school level.
Okay.
And then flute is my main instrument, so that's the one I specialize most in.
Is the flute underestimated? I'm always curious. You know, we flirted with it in 1970s, like with like Jethro Tull and stuff. You know, and now that sort of seems to go away. But it's a tough instrument to play, isn't it?
It's easy to start, but it's hard to get good to the point where you're competitive at like a college level because so many people play it.
All right. Tell me about the music programs in District 61. I mean, obviously we're competitive. We're going to introduce you to several students who went to state at a state level and competed. Are they the music program strong in District 61?
They are growing and getting stronger and stronger. This is my sixth year, and we've got 45 students in band and 29 in orchestra. My first year, we had 24 students in the band at Eisenhower and 13 in the orchestra.
So you've really grown it over the years.
Yeah, and it's been tough because we've been in 0 hour on a 6-period day. So it's been tough to grow through that. So it's pretty impressive that we've got that many students to keep going, even with that tough schedule.
Now, a band or music is just like football or anything else, right? I mean, you have to sort of grow a program. You have to have a feeder program where you're getting young kids interested. I mean, for years and years, the MacArthur Jazz Band, I mean, it wasn't something special about the West End. I mean, you had Jim Culbertson and a whole crew that were growing a program that kids wanted to get when they got older. They wanted to be a part of it. Is it sort of the same thing?
Yeah. I teach at Baum and Muffley Elementary School's 5th grade band, so I kind of start there. And then my colleague, Audrey Bohannon, is the band director at TJ, and we work really closely, and we actually talked to Jim Culbertson about how him and Steve Shepard did that back in the day. So we work really closely, and we're trying to get that same relationship going on the east side of town.
I got you. Because that's it. And then you get kids interested at a young age, and they all want to be a part of it. All right, so tell me how the journey to state works before we introduce the guys here.
Sure. The band students can start whenever looking at the music for the next year. It's predetermined. And then the orchestra music, audition music, usually comes out at the end of the previous school year. There are auditions in Effingham in October, and that's with our region of the state. There's 9 regions, so it's pretty big. It goes to like Litchfield, Mattoon, Charleston, the Decatur area. So it's a pretty big area, and they audition for a judge. It's a blind audition, and the top scores make it into the District Band, Choir, and Orchestra Festival, which is held at Eastern Illinois in November.
Okay.
And then based on that, we actually have Selection Sunday is what they call it, where the district reps go to Peoria and decide who gets to go to state based on their first audition scores and participation in the festival.
Yeah, and it's crazy because the band works harder than anybody, right? Because they have to do all the sports. One thing we didn't consider. You know, it was like, okay, well, that's just football. You got to be at the basketball games. You got to do. They work as hard as any athlete at the school,
yes,
as far as preparation and practice and mm-hmm. training. And I don't think they get nearly enough love as the sports programs. All right, so how many students overall made it to the state level from District 61?
We had 9. 9 or 10. One is homeschooled but goes through the MacArthur Orchestra from District 61.
Gotcha. Okay. So we have with us today Billy Bradshaw and Londarius Hayes and Matthew Clayton. Now, Billy, you're a sophomore. You played the bassoon in All-State, and you started playing the bassoon when?
Just a little bit over a year ago.
Okay. How in the world does somebody pick something up and a year later go to state?
I sat at home with him one night, and he came back and played it the next day.
I've been doing this
class.
Show for 22 years. I can't get it right. You went 1 year. You went to state. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Well, thank you.
All right. How did you? Why that particular instrument?
We did not have a bassoon player.
How many people end up in that because of that? Right?
Yep.
Like, okay, nobody raised their hands. But we got to have a bassoon player. You take
yep.
it home.
Uh huh.
All right. So, were you reluctant at first, or did you latch onto this pretty quickly?
I think I latched onto it pretty quickly. I had a kind of an itching curiosity about it because I had always sat next to one of my good friends in elementary school band who played it, and I was always messing with it and asking questions about it. So when I had an opportunity to learn it and play it, I was pretty eager to do so.
Okay, and so you played, what, the clarinet and the saxophone before?
Yeah.
Okay, so when did your love of music start? I mean, did you know early on you wanted to do this?
Not at all. I didn't know what an album was until I was like 12.
Yeah?
I knew when a song was catchy, and I knew I listened to the radio, but I wasn't big into music. I couldn't remember anything about music, and I didn't know anything technical about it. I just listened to it for recreation.
All right, so what happened at age 12?
I don't know. I just started getting into – it started in, like, fourth grade, and Mr. Miller came to me, and they were holding auditions for the orchestra, and I wanted to join the orchestra and, I think, play viola. And then I went home, and I talked to it with my parents, and they said, well, hold off a year and see if you still want to do it, and then join band in fifth grade. And then that's when I started doing that on clarinet.
All right, that's amazing. Londarius, you're a junior. You play bass in the All-State Orchestra. You're also a student ambassador to the Board of Education, so you get to go to the board meetings. Is that pretty boring, or do you like that?
It's very interesting most of the time because they have a lot of things to talk about regarding the school and the changes they're going to make to the school's future.
Yeah, there's a lot of change going on right now, right?
Yes.
So is your role as a student ambassador, what does that mean? So they look to you for your opinions and what your friends and your co-students think about what's going on?
Yeah, they ask me about how students think or feel about the decisions that are going to be made or that they have made regarding to the board.
Okay. Now, you're a bass player.
Yeah.
Now, that's a cool instrument, right? Now, do you guys discuss what's cool or not cool, or are they all equal?
They're mostly all equal, but most of the time the viola gets a lot of flack.
What's up with the viola? Why does that get dissed all the time, huh?
I don't. They read in a different clef than everyone else. That's the only thing I can figure out. They're just kind of their own little odd breed of
people. Think it's
musicians.
Just a big violin.
Well, the bass player is very important, though. Back from my day when they actually had bands and like they played their own instruments and recorded their own music, the bass player and the drummer, that's what drives the whole band, right?
Yeah, we're the foundation.
Absolutely. Love that. All right, Matthew, you're a sophomore and you play violin.
Yes.
How did you get to the violin? What got you interested to begin with?
I was surrounded by people who like played music their entire life. Like my mom played flute in high school, and my brother played cello. My older brother played cello, so I was like constantly surrounded by him practicing his cello. And it was my time to like maybe like participate
sure
in, like, the orchestra program that my school had. And
what school was that?
Garfield.
Garfield, okay.
Mm-hmm. So in kindergarten, I didn't think I wanted to play the cello. I wanted to play the violin. And I signed up for that, and I liked it a lot.
All right. Now, the violin, am I wrong? I'm not an instrument. I have zero musical talent at all. But I kind of understand how the bass guitar works, right? I mean, you can kind of understand that. The violin looks so difficult to me. I mean, is that one of the harder instruments to play?
I wouldn't say it's hard.
Well, not to you. You're an all-state musician. I mean, to everybody else.
They get a lot of the harder music. They get the melodies and the really fast and high passages. So they work a little bit harder than the other members of the orchestra. So I guess you could say it's harder.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're all difficult.
Yeah.
But some, I think, normal people can kind of grasp how it works. The violin is just a mystery to me. I mean, it makes beautiful music, but I have no idea what all that stuff is. All right. So why music? For parents out there with young kids, you know, maybe they're, you know, in grade school, they're getting their first chance to maybe participate in band, getting into junior high, before high school. When you think about injuries and concussions, we talk about all this sort of stuff that goes on with athletics. You know, this is such a viable alternative, and it is such a world of camaraderie, right? We know our guy runs around with kids that all like music, you know, and they talk about it. The crazy thing is they're listening to music from my era, not music from their own, which is an interesting case study in and of itself. But music's a great way for people, and it helps them in other areas too, right?
Yeah. I feel pretty strongly about the fact that they're not just learning how to play an instrument in my classes, but they're learning important skills that will transfer. Some of them are going to go on to play music and some of them aren't, and that's okay. But it's like the dedication to practicing and getting to state whether or not you're going to continue playing your instrument, that work ethic transfers over to whatever else you're going to do. When I was in college, our band director would get calls from companies looking to hire an engineer, but they wanted someone from the band because they knew that those students had good work ethic skills.
Well, and they learned how to be a part of a team too,
yeah.
Right? I mean, mm-hmm. Which is equally as important. Now, Billy, what do you want to do? I mean, is music going to be something you take with you for life, or is it just going to be a hobby?
Yeah, I've bounced back and forth a bit, but I think I've kind of settled on the music education, music performance.
Okay. And any idea where you want to go?
I have absolutely no clue yet.
Well, we got a school right down on the west side of town. That's a pretty good music program. Yeah. I'm sure they'd be recruiting. How about you, Londarius?
I want to study architectural engineering, but I would like to keep music going. I would like to continue playing the bass in college.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of reasons to do that, I'll tell you. Matthew, how about yourself?
I want to get into 2D animation and go to art school later, but I've always, like, wanted to, like, play violin post high school.
Okay. Well, you know what? But the great thing about music, unlike all your other students who are playing football, most of them are not going to play football anymore. You can play music the rest of your life, and it can be a lifelong recreation, whether you do it professionally or not. How many kids overall do you have in the program again?
45 in band, 29 in orchestra.
Okay. You got any goals about where you want that to be?
I would love. Orchestra is kind of tough. It's not super big around here. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty big number for them. I'd love to see it at like 45. Band, for the size school we have, I would love to see it 75.
All right, give you a couple years,
or
you'll get there.
Get a couple bands going, that'd be good.
They're hardworking kids, aren't they?
Yes.
Do people realize how much time they put in?
Not most people.
Yeah. And do you have you guys like playing, you know, the games and doing all the different stuff? Like, I mean, I guess it's a pretty busy schedule, right?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Okay. What about the uniforms?
Our band uniforms?
Yeah.
They were new 4 years ago,
yeah,
and we raised a lot of money to get those.
They're pretty slick.
Tell me about that.
They're
how expensive band uniforms are. I had no idea.
Oh, gosh, I tried to put that out. I think it was like $26,000.
$26,000 for uniforms, and
yeah.
You guys raised the money. Well, that's
yeah.
Amazing. I know there's people out there that through the Decatur Public Schools Foundation, you could contact Zach. You know, if you love music and you want to give back to music. That's the great thing about the foundation. You know, you can make just a general donation if you want to, but you can also donate your funds and designate them to a specific area in the arts, music, whatever it might be, whatever your passion is. There's a lot of people that give back to the music program through that foundation, correct?
Yes. Yeah, they have an instrument library where our beginners can start. If they are on free and reduced lunch, they can rent an instrument from there for $30 for the year, and then that's continued. So now those students are in high school, and that's kind of part of how our program's been able to build.
Yeah,
too.
I know the Symphony Guild was involved with that, and there's mm-hmm. a lot of people. So it takes a lot of people working together. You guys have done a great job. Congratulations, and way to go, guys. That's a fantastic story. A year. You're making everybody look bad. You know that, right? You go to state with a year of preparation. That's amazing. All right, so Billy and Londarius and Matthew, thank you. Jennifer, thank you. Keep up the great work at Eisenhower High School. And if you really I can't tell you enough. We can just say firsthand how much our guy loves to be in band and hanging around kids talking about music. And it's definitely
like,
their
are you
own
coming
club.
Home tonight?
Yeah.
Like, I seriously on game night.
Yeah. Wait, how many kids? Yeah. How many freshmen are like staying? You know, I don't want to come home from school. We're just going to stay at school until the game starts. Is that a regular
there's
thing?
There's a handful. He's in that group of kids. There's probably about 10 or 15 of them who they have to have someone come pick them up, and they just would prefer to stay and hang out. Sometimes they practice their band music or play games or just talk.
Yeah, whatever it is they do. Yeah.
Like, right. Are you coming home today or what am I doing? Can you bring me dinner?
That's how it works. All right, the Education Spotlight. Each and every Friday, we talk to the folks from District 61. There were 9, I guess 10 if you count the homeschool student who actually went through MacArthur. Mm-hmm. You said 10. That's a pretty big number, right?
Yeah.
For and as big as the region is, and think about getting to state, that's I'm trying to put it into terms people can understand. That's a significant number of kids.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of getting a basketball team to state. Only we just send individuals based on their talent. So 10 is a huge number.
That's great stuff. Congratulations to all of you.